All right, so the meeting shows that it is being recorded. I'm going to bring up the screen share. Okay, and it's after 7:05, so we gave people extra time to sign in. Chuck, you are welcome to start the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. I'd like to call the Lower Frederick Township Board of Supervisors General Meeting to order. This is our April 7th, 2020 meeting. We'll start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And for those of you who can stand, we will stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
United States of America.
To the Republic. Under God.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
A little tricky when we all do it at different times. Okay. We had talked about, I'd like Marla, I think, has a few words of thanks to say before we get into our meeting. Marla, can you?
Yes, I wanted to, first of all, thank everybody in Lower Frederick who is making the sacrifice to stay home to make sure that all of us stay safe and healthy. But I really want to thank our first responders, our police, our firefighters, our ambulance workers. And I also want to thank all the people who are deemed essential, who are working in supermarkets and the pharmacy. Everyone who's out there on the front line, going to work every day, whether it's putting their life on the line, like the police and the firefighters, or whether you're going to a hospital or even to a supermarket. You're doing the hard work so the rest of us can stay safe. So I want to thank all of you. I also want to thank Tom Manning and the road crew. I want to thank Bonnie and Mark. You may not see them. The building is closed, but they are still out there working every day. So thank you to all of our hardworking township employees. And just to remind all of you, we will get through this. We will come out the other end, but it's not over yet. So please stay safe, practice social distancing, stay at home. So we can all get through this sooner rather than later and get back to our normal lives.
Thank you, Marla. Anybody else from the board want to add to what Marla just said? Great, thank you. Mark, do you want to just give us a quick rundown on the rules for tonight, how we're going to work tonight's meeting? And then also, I think it would probably be appropriate to just mention, you know, any executive sessions that have taken place since the last time that we had a public meeting.
Yep. Okay, so I do, just everyone's going to have to bear with me as we do go through this stuff. I do have a So when it is time for comments, we have a couple options that you can do. I tried to, and I'll put this up when the time for comments come up. From your tablet or your smartphone, you'll have an option to raise your hand, and then we can turn your audio on and you can call. You can also do that from your computer. At the bottom of your screen, you'll see the bar here. If you click on participants, a white box will pop up, and then you can raise your hands from your smartphone or your tablet. It's at the top of the screen. I had my family all logged in, and so that's at the top of an iPad. You can also send me an email during the whole meeting at manager@lowerfrederick.org, and once public comment opens up, I will open up the chat window, and you'll be able to send me a chat question, and then I will read it to the board. I also have the township phone on, so if anyone really has a problem, you know, you can give that a call, and I'll answer that. I'll just have to mute myself once that happens. So that's the hope, and hopefully we get this all to work very well. Let me get you back to the... There you go, Chuck.
Okay, and would you mention executive sessions?
Yep, we had an executive session. Most of this was just to learn how to use this Zoom and get everyone ready, make sure everyone's audio worked, everyone's video worked. So we held one on March 27th, talking about mostly this, some legal items also we did talk about. And then again on April 3rd, we strictly did Zoom and we practiced with people calling in and working on that. So these were in preparation for getting ready for the meeting. And it was March 27th and April 3rd.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Okay, that moves us to the administrative actions portion of our meeting. Our first order of business is the approval of meeting minutes. We have minutes from our February 25th work session or workshop meeting. Does anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes from that meeting?
I move to approve the minutes for the February 25th, 2020, as presented.
All right, so Dan Orff has made a motion.
I'll second.
Noel has seconded. Any discussion? Hearing nothing or hearing none. All in favor of approving the minutes from our February 25th, 2020 workshop meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Any against? No? Great, thank you. Next item is treasurer's report. Mark, will you give the treasurer's report, please?
Yes. The cash balance in the general fund as of April 3rd is $1,120,464.87. The cash balance in the sewer fund as of April 3rd is $480,705.05. The list of checks in the general fund for this month total $77,736.52. The list of checks in the sewer fund total $28,586.71. The township continued to do our audit required by DCED. That was being done by Herbine and Company. We just assisted them with anything that they needed. The township also began to look at options to lower our current interest rate on the sewer debt, and I continue to work on that.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mark? Okay.
I just have one question. Regarding the audit, have they been able to get everything they need given the office is closed?
Yes, we were able to get them everything that they needed.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for Mark? Okay, can we have a motion to approve the list of checks in the general fund as well as the sewer fund?
Also move.
Marla moved. I, Chuck Yizer, will second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any against? Thank you. Public comment on agenda items is our next section. Mark, do you have anything?
Just let people give a chance to hold on a second. People can just, I got a question. Can people email or can they raise their hand? Yes, you can raise your hand if you'd like, and I will unmute you and turn you on. That came in over email. Also, the chat is open, so.
Oh, and just to remind folks, when you come in with a comment, please identify yourself by name and address as well.
Right, we will need that for the minutes.
And Terry, I don't see you, but I know you're listening in, so hi.
Mark, you'll let us know when enough time has gone by.
Yeah, give me 1 second here. I did something. Sorry.
No problem.
It's all right.
Make sure no one else sent an email. All right, I don't see any hands and we look good. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, I need to move forward.
Bring us forward to the next slide.
There you go.
Okay, resolutions. Mark, do you want to explain what the disaster resolutions are and what's happened?
So for the township, and Eric can also chime in. For the township to get money in case of PEMA or FEMA, and also to allow the township to make purchases if we needed to more quickly. With this one, we didn't have to. Usually your disaster declaration is more geared towards a flood, a hurricane, for us, you know, a tornado maybe, an earthquake. So the disaster declaration, though, allows the township to get money back from FEMA and PEMA if we so would spend enough money to do that. It also allows us to do some purchasing of things if we needed to. With the current situation, as everyone knows, it's a very, very trying time, and it is definitely a very interesting time for all of us. But at this point, the township hasn't really spent a whole lot of extra money. We've been getting hand sanitizer. We're getting more hand sanitizer in, especially for the police and the public works guys. We got some hand sanitizer dispensers, but so far for Lower Frederick, we have not been, you know, impacted very negatively. But the disaster declaration is important. The one that we are doing tonight that is an extended one also allows for the townships to do online meetings during this trying time that we are in. Eric, do you have anything to add to that?
No, that's exactly what the purpose is for. I don't have anything to add to that. The statute allows these declarations to go for 7 days unless extended, and the one that you'll adopt tonight will be indefinite, since this thing seems like it's going to last for more than just a couple of weeks. So that'll be a change from your prior resolutions at all. But Mark, you hit all the appropriate points on what the effect of this declaration would be.
Thank you.
So Eric, this is Marla, just a quick question. So when you say indefinite, what happens then? It's indefinite until we have another resolution ending it?
Correct.
How does that work?
Correct. You'll end it. Okay. It's indefinite until you decide to end it.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Mark or Eric, I have a question regarding these disaster declarations. This is Chuck Yeiser. Does this also make it easier, for example, for, let's say, our fire department, if they need to procure things that they wouldn't have normally had to purchase, would that help them as well?
I can answer from a legal perspective. The answer would usually be no, because your fire department is a separate entity.
Right.
To the extent that you might be assisting them in procuring things through a governmental challenge, a governmental channel, then it could conceivably help them indirectly. I don't know if you are doing that. Mark would have to answer that question.
Not at the time. We did give them some PPE equipment that we had. Later in the meeting, I will say that the fire company is in need of more N95 masks. We'll be putting that out on Facebook also. They need the N95 mask, and they need gowns, things that they can't use multiple times. But the we did have a small supply of N95 masks, and we got very lucky. We had a gentleman in town who donated, I think, 200 masks to the township. So we gave a portion of those masks to the fire company also.
Okay. So there's nothing, no kind of resolution. The resolutions we're doing here doesn't necessarily help them if they want to get reimbursed for costs related to this COVID-19.
Correct. I think they'll have their own options to go through FEMA and PEMA.
Okay.
Because they are an emergency organization.
Okay.
But I can talk with Tom about that and see if there's anything we need to do to help them.
Yeah, just so we don't miss something that, you know, we could have done.
Okay.
Obviously, we're all learning, right?
Yep. Yeah, like I said, this is a new, usually your disaster declaration is for a disaster, as we've never had a pandemic as a disaster really before.
Right.
This is a learning experience for everyone.
So we have 1, 2, 3 resolutions. The resolutions 2020-14, -15, and -16, which are all 7-day disaster declarations starting on March the 16th and moving forward to March the 30th. Does anybody have a problem if we just do a motion for those three?
That's fine.
How about all 4 of them? Can we do?
Well, the one is indefinite, so it's a little bit different.
Okay.
I think we should break that out.
Yep.
Can I have a motion for, a motion to ratify and approve resolutions 2020-14, 15, 16. These are the disaster declarations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. These are resolutions dated March 16th, March 23rd, and March 30th, 2020. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so Chuck Yizer's made the motion. Noel Halter is seconded. Is there any other conversation, questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any against? Thank you. Okay, the next resolution is 2020-17. Mark, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. 2020-17 is the same as the other ones, with the exception that this is now for an undetermined amount of time, a disaster declaration for an undetermined amount of time, and it will take board action to basically end the disaster declaration.
That is correct.
Okay. So can I have a motion to approve resolution 2020-17, which is an extended disaster declaration due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Also moved.
Marla has made the motion. Second?
I'll second.
Tie between Dan and Noel. I'm going to give it to Dan.
Right.
Face off, that's fine.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Thank you.
Okay, I just want to jump in for a second. Mark, the person who donated the N95 masks, do they want to remain anonymous or?
No, I have their name now. My support hooked me up here. It's Charlie Juno.
I'd like to propose that we send him a letter of thanks.
We were hoping to have him come to a meeting, the chief and I, and we can do that also. We're hoping to have him, and we also had another resident who I don't know his name. I haven't heard his name yet that also donated some.
Mark, his name is Kevin Quinn. Kevin Quinn was the other gentleman.
Thank you, Chief.
Quinn.
In the meantime, while we're waiting to get back to normal meetings, can we send them both a letter of thanks? Because that's a big deal.
Yes, we will.
Keeping people healthy with those masks, so that's important.
Yep.
Okay, we have one more resolution on our list for tonight, and that is to extend the real estate tax discount period till the end of May. That will be May 31st. Mark, do you want to just say a couple of words, or Eric, about that?
That is that the county has asked us to do that, to push back the real estate tax discount period. Also, especially since the tax collectors are not in the buildings, so they're not doing face-to-face right now, as with most people. So currently they asked us to push it back to May 31st, which is what this resolution will do. It'll give our residents the option of coming in, hopefully during the month of May, and paying their taxes and still getting the discount that they would have got up to April 30th.
Okay. And so depending on how this goes, there may be other resolutions coming down the line.
I would expect that we're going to see a couple of these.
Okay. All right. Would someone like to make a motion to approve resolution 2020-18, which is to extend the real estate tax discount period of 2020 to May 31st due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
I say move.
Noel's made the motion. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Dan, second. Any discussion?
I just had a question from Mark, not related to, sort of related to this. How can people pay their taxes? Do we have a Dropbox, or can they mail it in?
They can mail it in. They can also, I think they can pay it online. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, they can mail them in to the, they are coming in and handling payments. A lot of the mortgage companies still made all their payments. So yes, they can mail them in. They're also there to answer questions. They can call the phone number that's on their bill.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, I believe. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Thank you. Okay, that brings us to our next agenda item, which are the reports. First report would be for our township engineer, Carol Schuler.
Thank you, Chuck. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. So a few items on my report. The first is general information about construction activity. Governor Wolf ordered all non-life-sustaining businesses in Pennsylvania to close their physical locations as of 8 p.m. on March 19th to slow the spread of COVID-19. We contacted all active construction contractors in the township that evening, advising them to immediately close all open excavations and secure project sites for the shutdown. Schlauch, the site contractor at Arcadia Station, responded on that Thursday evening that they had already buttoned up the site and were shut down. D.R. Horton, the home builder at Arcadia Station, responded on Friday that they were closing up the job site and suspending construction. At that time, we asked that they sweep the street before leaving the project. About 1 week later, they had returned to work. They had obtained a waiver letter from DCED. So we have been performing very limited inspections to check driveway installation, lot grading, and placement of amended soils on those particular houses. Sachs and Sons completed the sewer lateral connections on B-Team that week on 3rd Avenue. And they secured the road surface with pavement. They'll be back to provide permanent pavement restoration when work resumes. All further work there was suspended. Next on my report is the Sachs and Sons Land Development Phase 1, also known as Dunkin' Donuts. The site work is complete, and we have provided a recommendation to initiate the 18-month maintenance period. It's our understanding the applicant will post a maintenance bond in the amount of $21,900. And upon receipt of that, we recommend release of the remaining escrow monies in the amount of $23,682. The final item on my report is just an update that the Chapter 94 Municipal Waste Load Management Annual Report was completed in March. And it was submitted electronically to the township manager and to DEP. Now, we normally submit two signed paper copies to DEP and provide a paper copy for township records, but circumstances are far from normal right now. We contacted the Southeast Regional Office of DEP, and they advised that they would accept electronic submissions at this time. We will follow up with paper copies once restrictions are lifted. Those are all the items on my report this evening, but I'd be happy to address any questions you may have.
Anybody have any questions for Carol?
One thing, as the from a legal perspective, if I may, in the building industry's been pushing back against the governor's order or attempting to obtain waivers to allow them to continue with residential construction, and many received waivers. But recently, within the last day or two, I want to say the governor's office issued a clarification letter advising that any residential construction company who had received a waiver over the last few weeks is limited to only site stabilization work and securing the premises from weather-related damages. And so, Carol, if you haven't gotten that clarification letter from the governor's office, I'll email that over to you for that one developer you mentioned who was doing driveways and things that might be beyond site stabilization that might be worth having a discussion with that developer.
Thank you. Eric, I have a question. Will that supersede the waiver that D.R. Horton's already received?
Yes, yes. The governor's clarification letter expressly states that its clarification supersedes any prior waivers that were granted.
So the only thing that we'll be looking at them doing over there is buttoning everything up and that's it?
Yes, it uses the phrase site stabilization. Now that sort of then still triggers the dispute, I guess, to an extent among engineers as to what constitutes site stabilization. But the bottom line is it shouldn't be new buildings and new construction. It should be stabilizing site, whatever.
Great. Thank you.
Engineers think that means.
Sorry, Eric, this is Marla. So does site stabilization include putting on a roof, putting the plumbing in, painting, putting in flooring, kitchen cabinets, preparing a house for closing?
My interpretation to defer, that it should be deferred to the engineers to make that decision. There is, I think, language in that clarification letter, and I don't have it right in front of me, that allows for that kind of finishing work to be concluded if the improvements are substantially complete or for weatherproofing. And then the third would be to site stabilize. And so from a legal perspective, I want to hear from the engineers directly involved as to whether the proposed work qualifies under one of those three categories.
I have another question. What are the rules and regulations about protective equipment or protective clothing for the workers on that site?
Correct. Any waiver that the governor's office has issued includes a paragraph advising them to maintain social distancing and all of the appropriate mitigation that's been recommended. So if they are to continue any aspect of work, it would be with that PPE and social distancing in effect.
And what recourse do we have if we observe that either they're not complying with social distancing and PPE, or they are not complying with the governor's revised order?
There, in my view, it would then default back to enforcement of the governor's stay-at-home order. And so it would be a question for Chief Maxey in terms of whether they're going to issue warnings or it's his first to try to stop the behavior or not, or if the state police respond, you might get a different response from what Chief Maxey's doing. But bottom line is the default over then to the enforcement mechanism provided under that governor's stay-at-home order.
Mark, can I ask you a favor? When you when you get that the new order, I'm assuming, Eric, you'll send it to Mark too. Can you share it with all of us?
Yep, yeah, I'll send it out to everyone.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you for letting us know about that.
Yep, no problem. That was really sort of hot off the press.
And Carol, can you ascertain what the current status of the Arcadia project is and whether or not what they're doing? Once you get a hold of this notification, whether or not what they're up to constitutes that they should be allowed to do or not?
Yeah, actually, when I get that letter from Eric, I will review it, and I will also contact your building and codes folks at LTL and talk with them. They inspect what happens inside the walls, and we inspect what happens outside the walls. So we'll coordinate with them on what is going on, what should still be allowed to go on, and we'll keep in coordination with Mark and possibly with Eric if there's any questions.
Okay, that's good, because, yeah, I just from hearing what Eric said, I would imagine not much should be allowed to go on inside the walls, one would think. But
it sounds like from the letter that Mr. Brown is describing, it sounds like there should not be much going on inside the walls. So I'll be in touch with LTL as soon as I get that letter.
Thank you.
And I'll get a report back.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Terry, did you have a question for Carol?
Eric answered it. It superseded all of the
questions. Thank you. All right, so if hearing no other questions from Carol, I believe we need to make a motion regarding the Saxon Sons construction land development phase one. Carol, I have a quick question for you, just so we get it correctly here. The motion that Mark has written out refers to releasing Saxon Sons from a construction bond for phase one, but I see your report says escrow monies. Which is it, or does it really matter?
Doesn't really matter. They're sort of interchangeable in this discussion, but you're releasing him from the financial security that was posted for the overall project, conditioned upon posting of a maintenance bond for 15% of the amount, or $21,900.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we use the right words for the motion, so I'll use the words that Mark has. So we need a motion to release Saxon Sons construction bond for phase one of the development on Big Road, otherwise known as Dunkin' Donuts. And as part of that release, Saxon Sons, it's understood Saxon Sons will provide the township with an 18-month maintenance bond for this phase of the project. I'm willing to make that motion. This is Chuck Yeiser.
I'll second it.
Noel Halter seconds. Is there any further discussion? Any questions for Mark or Carol or our solicitor? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is, let's see, township staff. I guess that would be you. Chief Maxey.
Thank you. Just a brief report tonight. We received 285 calls for service in the month of March. The police department also received checks and paperwork from District Court 38203 totaling $1,240.56. And these monies represent traffic and criminal fines paid by defendants in various matters brought before the court. I'd just like to echo some of the sentiments that I've already heard with just thanking some of the residents of Lower Frederick, the two gentlemen that donated PPE equipment. We also have had a third gentleman that sent us kind of a care package, which was just a very nice thing to receive, thanking us and the ambulance for being here and vigilant. And I just want to take a moment just to thank my guys, because these are trying times for all of us, and especially to be here and be away from family and coping with kind of the situations that we're encountering here. Obviously, our main goal at this point really has changed from an enforcement standpoint to a support standpoint. And we are here just trying to make sure that the residents that need some extra help right now are getting it. And I just want to say to the public tonight that's watching, if you know of neighbors, especially elderly people that maybe you haven't seen in a few days, you're concerned about, please let us know, because we will certainly reach out to those folks. We want to make sure that if they're sheltering in place in their residences, they have basic supplies that they need, and they may be not in a position where they can get out and get that, or they are fearful to do so. And we want to certainly be there to help the community any way that we can moving forward. I think that so far all of the township staff, Mark, the administrative staff, the road crew, everybody has been doing an excellent job with communication. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's providing support to the police department and to the board.
Thank you, Chief, and you and the whole department.
Definitely.
Is there anything that the township can do further to assist the police department at this time?
Well, you know, I think honestly, it's really just communication. If any of the board members become aware of situations that they're concerned about, we are fielding a certain amount of calls from the public that have concern about maybe businesses that are operating in violation of the governor's order or people that are gathering in places. And we certainly are out there looking into those matters and addressing them. We've received, and just for people's knowledge in the community and for the board's knowledge, and also to kind of come in on Eric Brown's coattails there, but we've received very specific instructions from the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office how we are to proceed with enforcement. And really, honestly, this is time for people to set their moral compasses. This isn't about the police coming to your door to force compliance. It's really doing the right thing to prevent and provide safety, not only to yourself, your family, but if you have employees, your employees. And the public at large. So we have what I would refer to as a softer approach moving forward that involves us making contact with people, maybe sending letters, and then we kind of get more into the enforcement realm. But luckily so far, we've been able to talk to people. If there's been questions, they've been cleared up and we've gotten compliance. So I'm very happy with that. But if the board in the meantime does become aware of constituents or reaching out to you, and are concerned, please let us know. And we will certainly address that as quickly and as prudently as we can.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, Paul, there's two residents that I have questions about that after the meeting, I'll reach out to you about.
Okay, wonderful, thank you.
We have any other questions for Chief Maxey?
I don't have a question, I just have a comment. I know a lot of people are out walking and trying to get exercise and fresh air, and our parks are closed. Kids should not be playing on playgrounds. Those are all closed down. But please keep your distance. I've heard that if people are not keeping social distance, for example, on the Perkiomen Trail, which you all enjoy, that the county will close it down. So we need to take this seriously. It's okay to be outside enjoying the fresh air, but we do need to still observe the same things, you know, wear a mask if you have one, you know, observe social distancing. Your kids should not be playing with the neighbor kids in the playground. You know, just use common sense.
Thank you, Marla. Any other questions for Chief Maxey? Thank you. Next report is Roadmaster Tom Manning.
Good evening.
Good evening, Tom.
I'm assuming everybody can hear me. We had 4 sewer inspections this month. We did get some cold patching done before we had that shut down. So meters were calibrated, you know, had the yearly calibration done at the sewer plant. The preventative maintenance was performed on the screen press at the sewer plant this year. We got some ditch work done. We repaired the deer fence at the Cuddy Park, and we closed the playgrounds. Next week, we're going to start our street sweeping. Monday the 13th, and we're going to start in town, which is the Springmount area, which will be from Ziegler'sville Road, Main Street, Village Drive, Cedar Hill, and Springmount Road is where we're going to start for Monday, just so everyone knows. But we'll be carrying on all week through different, you know, parts of the township till we're finished.
Okay.
That's my report.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody have a question for Tom? I do, but go ahead. Anybody jump in?
Yeah, this is Marl. I have a question. Given that people are home from work, will there be any challenges or any instructions for people about street sweeping, especially on Village Drive where people may be parked?
Well, I spoke with Joe from the Homeowners Association. We're going to do some posting out on Thursday afternoon, so everybody has the, you know, the weekend. And worst case scenario, maybe we can do a part of it and have the people move and come back and grab another section. It's a plus because we don't have all the traffic, but we're going to have people at home, so we're going to do the best we can do and hope for the best.
Mark, I assume you're going to put this on our website and on Facebook to let everyone know that's going on.
Correct. Correct. This just okay. This just got
today. I just found out today.
And will you also share it with the HOA so they can put it on their page?
Yeah,
I called Joe.
Any other questions for Tom before I ask mine? Tom, my question is on the sewer plant.
Yes.
I'm assuming you've noticed your daily flows are up.
We're averaging about the same. The lift station is down because the school's closed, but the children are still home from school. So.
Yeah. Okay.
We're averaging.
The headworks are staying nice and clean. Are you having issues with stuff going in there that's not supposed to be?
I would say we're having a little more of the wipes.
Okay.
But with the screen, fortunately, that seems to be not affected as much. Like I said, we just had it the maintenance performed on that, and the fellows that did the service got it all cleaned up and ready to go, you know, for another year.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, if we need to make another push and remind the residents not to put stuff down the toilet that doesn't belong there, you know.
It couldn't hurt.
Another thing for Facebook, right, Mark?
Yeah, I already put it out once.
I know.
Love the conversations we get to have.
Any other questions for Roadmaster Tom Manning? Great. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Mark, if you could look at your participant lists, I think there's one camera you need to turn off. Township manager, once you're done, Mark?
Yep. Sorry, I cannot see any video.
That's all right. Done.
Appreciate it. All right. So every year, at the beginning of the year, or, you know, close to the beginning of the year, we give any updates that we did to the codes to the general codes who is the company that keeps our online codes up to date. So this is just after they look at what we have, they give us a quote, which I gave to you guys. So this is just approving us to update the codes on the website. From last year. So this is all the new ordinances from 2019.
So this is the information that goes on e-code?
Yep. Yep. So this is just allowing the company to update it with the 2019 codes ordinances that were done.
Okay. So we need to do a motion to authorize that, right?
Yep. Also move.
Okay. A second?
I'll second.
Noelle. So Marla made the motion. Noelle seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Thank you. Okay, Mark.
All right. The next is the Schuylkill River Restoration Fund grant. They have a grant that is really just out there to do appraisals, to do some fact finding for properties that are in the Schuylkill River watershed. So this grant falls right in place with the Reynolds property. Pay for the appraisal of the Reynolds property, which is one of the things that we need to continue working with Mr. Reynolds. It will pay for 75% of the appraisal up to $4,000. We did get an appraisal and a quote for an appraisal. That came in around $2,200. You know, it could go either way. It's just a quote to begin with. And we did have two residents who have pledged that other 25% to cover that. So if we do get the grant, the appraisal would not cost the township any money. So I'm looking for permission for you guys to allow me to put that grant, submit that grant. I've been working with Phil, Noel, and Dan on this a little bit. So looks like a very good opportunity for us.
I think I'd like the board should like to thank the two individuals who are putting up the money.
Okay.
Very appreciative.
Two individuals. It's Dan and Phil are the ones that are looking to fund that. So you can thank them. They're both on.
Thank you, Dan and Phil.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Phil. And thank you, Noel, for working with the group and meeting with Tom and getting involved in this process. So we need to make a motion to authorize the township to submit a Schuylkill River Restoration Fund grant that would fund up to 75% of an appraisal for the Reynolds property. I'll be happy to make that motion. Chuck Yeiser is making a motion.
I'll second.
No, Marla seconds. Is there any discussion? Great. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Great. Again, thank you all for your work and persistence in seeing this through to this point. Thank you.
Okay, the last thing on my list is the we got a request from Engage Art Studio to change their EDUs. Many of you probably remember, I do not, but I hear stories of Crazy Charles or Crazy Carl's or Crazy Carl something. I don't know. There's a bar on the bottom, a club on the top, a restaurant in between. I have no idea. So they ended up, when the building was up, is at 90 EDUs. The art studio obviously does not use nearly what 90 EDUs is. Tom and I visited, went through it. We looked at it. We talked about all the different usages that they have. So the owner of the Engage Art Studio is requesting to have their EDUs brought down to 5. We've looked at it with the solicitor. He is in agreement that that is well within where they are and should hold them for a long time. So looking to have the board allow us to get an agreement together with Engage to bring their EDUs down to 5.
I'll move.
Do we have any idea how that will work, or are you still figuring that part out, Mark?
I'm still figuring that out. It'll start in April that they'll be billed for 5 EDUs on their next bill. And I'll work with them to do the agreement, just to get it in writing so that we have it written down and in the file, so that if anyone ever looks back, that it is done. And if they, and we've talked about it, they agree if they ever do need to purchase another EDU, they will be purchasing that tap-in fee and everything. So
they would be paying roughly $7,400 for an EDU.
Yes, whatever that is at that time.
Okay.
I'll second. Nope. Oh, sorry.
Marla won.
Go ahead, Dan.
No, you won. You got the second.
All right, so Noel made a motion, and Marla has seconded the motion, and the motion is to authorize the township to reduce the number of EDUs from 9 to 5 for the Engage Art Studio, the property located at 1005 North Gravel Pike. Is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Great. Thank you, Mark.
All right, just give me 1 second. Okay, I think I got a question for this. And I didn't do that. Hold on 1 second. So I got a question from Amy Sachs, and I'm hoping I get this right, Amy. If I don't, you can email me again. How much money do we lose from the EDU change? So it'd be $700 per quarter and $2,800 for the year. But as you guys know, many of you know, that was a restaurant, multiple restaurants at the same times, and multiple living spaces. It's now one business that's and one living space. So hopefully that answers your question, Amy. Again, if you can send me an email again if that did not.
It definitely seems reasonable to provide them relief because of the change of function for the facility.
We looked at their usage also, and it's nowhere near nine. So they're well within where they should be.
Okay. Right.
I have another email, but that'll come at the end.
Okay. Are we ready to move on? Mark, are you finished?
Yes, I am done.
Great. Solicitor's report, Eric?
Yes. Hi, everybody. There's one action item under my report, which was previously circulated to you, and that is the amended and restatement of your police pension plan. As brief background for all of you who may be new, especially, the township has appointed PSATs to administer your police pension plan. And PSATs does so through master pension plan documents that are available to all of the participating municipalities within the Commonwealth. I don't know the exact number that PSATs has, but I'm sure it's into the hundreds. And from time to time, IRS regulations require that the plan be restated. And so PSATs by April 30th has to restate its plan to bring it up to date with now current IRS regulations. And that holds true not just for PSATs, but for all prototype plan providers such as PMRS, Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System. They're doing the same thing. And so what you're being asked to do is a formality on your end, because you're simply approving the new model plan documents that PSATs has prepared and that are qualified by the IRS. And so to that point, it does not substantively change any of your pension plan benefits or eligibility requirements to your police officers. They won't know the difference. But you're asked to do this by April 30th so that PSATs can comply with IRS regulations. And so that's what's before you right now. It's to update the plan document so that it continues to comply with all regulations.
Great. Thank you, Eric. Any questions for Eric? Okay, so we need a motion to approve resolution 2020-19 that will amend and restate the police pension plan documents as required by the IRS. We have a motion.
So moved.
Terry has made a motion.
I'll second.
Noel has seconded. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Great. Thank you, Eric. Is there anything else, or is that the end of your report?
No, that's all I have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Planning Commission. Planning Commission did not meet last month.
I did not get a report from Crystal. I think she's just waiting until they meet again.
Right. The same with Comprehensive Plan. We didn't meet last Correct. Month either. So that brings us to Park and Recreation.
I'm sorry, Chuck. Yeah. I know you can't answer for Planning Commission, but as far as Comprehensive Plan goes, is it possible to have that and possibly the other meetings on this platform, something like this, so that work can continue?
I would like to try. I thought it was a little ambitious for this month. Mm-hmm. If we're in the same boat next month, I think we should try for that. We've also talked a little bit with John Miklos, our planner, and Eric Jarrell, to see whether or not they can prepare some materials for people to review and consider you know, while we're not meeting, so that we don't necessarily lose all of our momentum. But I would hope for next month that we could, if we're in the same situation as we are now, use this platform to try to move forward.
And I guess I would offer that to the other boards and commissions is, it's not the same as being in the room, but it is a big improvement on not doing anything. So I would encourage the other boards and commissions that have business and want to meet to go ahead and do it virtually. Yeah. I think, and just work with Mark in terms of the advertising and how that all will work.
Right. It's my understanding that Planning Commission did not have any plans or you know, developers coming in with plans and decisions this month. But yes, there are some longer term initiatives that they could be considering.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one that we had a lengthy discussion on was about the tree, the logging and the forestry, and that I recall over the summer there was an opportunity to spend some time on the landscaping ordinance when it was relatively quiet with developers. Right. So perhaps this is a good time for things like that to be looked at when there is a little bit of a lull.
Right. Yeah, we had talked about making changes to the subdivision and land development ordinance. Okay. Park and recreation.
Okay. I'm going to take it for both boards. They both emailed me the porch. The Easter egg hunt has been canceled, unfortunately. Candy was returned. I'd like to thank Robin and Bill McGovern for managing the candy. The Perkiomen and Watershed Conservancy has postponed the stream cleanup until October 31st. The signups will remain live on the commission's website for volunteers to remove themselves. If the new date is not convenient. They're hoping that everyone can still come out. So put October 31st on your calendar to go out and clean up the area. The park board's next event is a summer concert, which will be held at Cobble Park, tentatively planned for July 30th with the rain date of August 13th. The band AM Radio Tribute Band will be performing this year, and we're all crossing our fingers that we get to have that and we can all come out together and hang out and be through our social distancing. I'm going to go right into the EAC. If we do have any questions, we can probably email them. The Environmental Advisory Council has nothing to report as they did not meet last month. They are looking to complete and send out an Earth Day press release that they're working on, and they are going to host their April meeting. We're going to host that on the Zoom as a video conference. So the AAC is going to give it a go here at the end of the month.
So that's April 27th, right? That's what I have in your notes here. Monday, April 27th.
Yep.
And then our next work session meeting's the next night.
Correct.
Mark, will you be assisting the EAC in this meeting?
Yep. Yeah, we've already been talking.
And you would be willing to do the similar with Planning Commission and Comp Plan?
Yep. We'll get
for next month
going when they want to meet.
Mark, I have a question about the work session, if we have enough of an agenda to hold it. Originally, it was going to be on Wednesday because of the primary. So should we just go ahead and hold it on that date since it's on our calendar and avoid the extra cost? Or do you want to?
No, we'd have to advertise it if we changed it. So we just stick with the
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, I apologize. I misspoke. It's April 29th, which is a Wednesday.
Okay.
And while we're talking about that, and I don't have it in front of me, but our June meeting has been moved to June 3rd because June 2nd will now be the primary election day.
So that's a Wednesday.
Yep. And that was in the advertisement that went out.
So we'll let the yoga group know.
Yep.
if we're all back to normal by then.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a,
although I would like to let everybody know, and maybe we can put this on our website. I'm not sure when the deadline is, but there's now no excuse mail-in voting. So even if people, even if we do have in-person voting, if people are feeling uncomfortable, they should go ahead and request their ballot.
Yeah, we will get that out. They're actually encouraging everyone to vote by absentee.
Yeah, voter services now encouraging people to do that. And just a warning, I know from personal experience and my wife's experience, and she's called voter services, you submit an application online and it may take until some time in May before you actually get a commitment that they have processed everything. You will get if you do it online, you will get an email within a few minutes saying they've received your application, but then there should be a follow-up email or notification saying that they have processed your information. That will take some time according to the county. So you may see information, old information on their website, which indicates you will hear within a few days of that notification. But based on my wife's conversation with the county, I think it was yesterday, they informed her that it will probably be sometime in May before you actually get notification that your application information has been processed.
So Chuck, it sounds what you're saying is people should not delay and do this sooner rather than later.
I would say that's yes.
And you know, is there a deadline for requesting the mail-in ballot?
Yes, I just don't know what that date is off the top of my head, but
I'll try to find it and I'll put out a Facebook post. I think I saw something.
I think you actually have it on our webpage.
Yeah, I was going to say you had a bunch of dates on the webpage, Mark, but it might be there already.
I can't get there to look at it. So I'll check it out and I'll see what else I can put up. Keep everybody informed.
Okay. So, Mark, you're done with Environmental Advisory Council?
Yep.
Which now takes us to new business.
Yeah. And Mark, I did a quick look on my phone. It's May 26th to sign up to vote by mail.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
May 18th to register to vote.
Right. So again, I wouldn't put that off. Okay. New business. I have an item that I'd like to bring up. Does anybody else have an item they want to discuss before I jump in? Okay. So one of the things you may notice is we have Eric Brown with us tonight, representing Siena Law. Our Andy Belwar is no longer with that firm, and he has certain arrangements with that firm where he's not able to work with Lower Frederick. I would like to make a motion to have Mark prepare an RFP for a new solicitor.
I will second that.
So Chuck Yizer made the motion. Marla Hexter seconded it. Is there any discussion?
I would just point out for the record so that it's clear, I don't know that there's any arrangement that would preclude Andy from continuing to represent the township. Our view would be that it's totally within the board's prerogative of who you wish to have as your solicitor. So, of course, we would very much like to continue to represent you. If you chose to go in a different direction, either with Andy or with someone else, we would certainly assist in the transition of our files to your new selection so that your interests are always protected.
Okay.
Well, Eric, your firm is certainly very welcome, and I hope you'll put in a proposal.
Okay. I'm sure we will. Thank you.
Any further discussion on this item? So we have a motion made by Chuck Yizer, a second from Marla Hexter. All in favor, say aye.
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 Is there any opposed? Great, thank you.
I just want to say one thing. Unfortunately, Andy's last day was late last week with his old firm. We wish him luck. I don't think he's on this call, but we want to thank him for his service and his hard work supporting the township, and we wish him well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we literally just found out about this about a week ago, that Andy was leaving the firm. Okay, that brings us to public comment, Mark.
All right, I have a couple of different ones coming in. So if people raise your hand, just wait. I will get to you. The first thing we had was something came over Facebook, which was not a way that we asked people to do it, but we're going to try to make sure everyone's voice is heard. Mr. Hilbert from Main Street asked if we could take a look at the street lights on Main Street to have the lenses cleaned out so that they can get more light out of them. I talked to Tom. That's not something that we normally do, but we'll take a look at the lights, and we'll talk with our street light contractor to see if there's anything that can be done and what it would cost to have those cleaned.
Is that something we're responsible for, Mark?
Responsible for the street lights. Yeah, we have a contractor that comes in when they're burned out and stuff and replaces them for us. So we'll talk with that contractor and see, you know, what it would take to get them cleaned out, or Tom and I will look at it, and then we'll get back to everybody.
Great.
I have a list of questions also, but I'm waiting to see if anyone else chimes in. Not yet, so I'll start with Mr. Burns has a bunch of questions. What is the status of the RFPs for the sewer engineer consultant? We did receive in packets, we did receive proposals. Those are being reviewed by the board, and we will be trying to figure out, now that this is Zoom is working and online is working, we will be trying to figure out a way to do interviews with those consultants. Second question. Have any of the existing developers sent in new plans? Anything under review at this time? No, we have not heard from Melbourne Hills. We've not heard from Prestige, and we have not heard from Genterra. I will be reaching out to them, but I think everybody right now is social distancing and staying on staying quiet.
I've not heard from the roads folks either, right?
Correct. Sorry, I forgot them.
Yeah, that's right.
There's potholes on a couple of roads. We were working on those in March when the social distancing and the no construction and stuff came out. We had to kind of put that on the back burner. Once we get the guys back and we get things going, we will be back out to repair those. Has there been any other interest from developers on any other properties in the township? No. Answer to that is no. And last question from Mr. Burns is Cemetery Road, a waterline crossing is failing, pothole is forming. Can the applicant be issued a notice to have permanent paving repairs made, make temporary repairs until that time? I will have to look into that. I'll talk with Tom after the meeting, and we'll figure that one out.
Mark, is that a situation that you're aware of, or somebody has raised awareness to this issue with you or Tom Manning?
I am aware. I haven't been able to go out to do the permanent repair yet.
Okay.
So, yep. All right, Tom, I think, all right, I do remember this one now. I'm still trying to figure out what road cemetery is. So, yes, we'll work on that also. Those are five questions from Mr. Burns on Ziegler Road. All right, let me go back, checking emails. I do have the chat open and I have the people can raise hands. I do not see any, but let's give everybody a minute or two.
Mark, is there an update on the, I think it's 46 Kratz Road? Has he gotten his permits?
46 Kratz Road had done some earth movement without a permit and without any kind of permissions. DEP was called. The township also, well, the township was called. We told him to stop. DEP was called. They went in and told him to stop. We did ask him to put in a rock filter, which he tried to do. It seems to work of some, not as well as we were hoping it would. DEP then called in the County Conservation District. So at this time, he's kind of in the hands of DEP and the County Conservation District. They have more enforcement power in that. So we're going to let them take the lead, and then we will work with him once we get back and get everything figured out for what permits he needs to get from us.
Thanks. I know some people are interested in getting something stated on the record about that. Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem.
Mark, are you still waiting for any comments to come in?
I am waiting. Let me check my email again.
Sorry, that's my dog.
I do not see anything. If you want to wait one more minute, Chuck, and then we can have a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
That was Barclay's comment. while you're waiting, I have a question for Tom. Is there any wiggle room in terms of this order by the governor? Like if there's some kind of like a, you know, a road emergency, I mean, where's the line in terms of what you can and cannot do?
Well, the reason we put off a bunch of that stuff is you end up working too close. You don't meet the social distancing requirements.
Right, understood.
So we are going to try and do some cold patching that can be, you know, one guy can do by himself, which will be lower traffic roads. We're going to have to figure out a way to do some of the ones on Zieglersville Road, but we have a man on vacation this week as well, so I don't even have enough people direct traffic at this point. So next week I'm hoping possibly we can pull some of that off with the street sweeping as well and the mowing.
Tom, have you put the plows away?
No. got to get too close to do that too.
Yeah.
So everything is going to come off here next week and they'll be dressed accordingly.
Yeah.
Chuck, I do not have anything. I've not gotten any emails. I do not. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. We got a kudos to us for facilitating this meeting. We all look great, or maybe just me. I'm not sure. We'll say we all look great. Thank you, Ruth.
I want to thank everybody that who jumped on from the residents. I think that's really great. That was a nice turnout. I'm sure that some people have some technical difficulties with it, but I really appreciate the turnout. That was really great. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
So I think you are good to go for a motion to adjourn. I think we gave plenty of time.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn.
Also move.
Marla, motion, the second.
I'll second.
Dan, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Good night. Take care, everyone.
Take care. Have a good night, everyone.
And
good night.
Terry Kilpatrick is still on, our note taker. Thank you, Terry.
Yes, thank you, Terry. Stay well.
Good night, all. Great job putting it together.
Good night.
Bye. Good night, everybody.